There is a nerve in your body that most medical training barely covers, a wandering, branching structure that connects your brainstem to your heart, your lungs, your gut, your liver, and your reproductive organs. It travels 75 centimeters from the base of your skull to the lower abdomen. It contains roughly 100,000 fibers, and 80% of those fibers don't carry commands from the brain. They carry reports from the body. This is the vagus nerve, cranial nerve 10, and understanding it changes everything about how you understand stress, trauma, healing, and the mechanism of every major breakthrough in consciousness science, including psilocybin. The word vagus comes from the Latin for wandering. Leaving the skull, it descends through the neck, branches to the heart and lungs, crosses the diaphragm, and fans into the entire gastrointestinal tract. The stomach, small intestine, pancreas, liver, and gallbladder all receive vagal innervation. This is not a simple nerve. It is a bidirectional communication highway between the brain and every major visceral system in the body. The critical anatomical fact that overturns decades of assumptions is the 80-20 split of fiber direction. The vagus nerve primarily tells the brain what the body is doing. The gut reports its microbiome composition, its inflammatory status, its serotonin production. The heart reports its rate and rhythm. All of this information flows upward to the nucleus tractus solitarius in the brainstem, which routes it to the insula, the anterior cingulate cortex, the hypothalamus, and the limbic system. In 1994, Stephen Porges published a paper that would reorganize how psychiatry thinks about the nervous system. The polyvagal theory proposed three distinct autonomic states, not a simple binary between fight or flight and rest and digest. State 1. Ventral vagal, safe and social. Governed by the myelinated ventral vagal complex, this is the most evolutionarily recent system, present only in mammals. When active, a person feels safe, curious, open, and capable of genuine connection. This is the state associated with deep meditation, loving relationships, and the peak states of a psilocybin journey. State 2. Sympathetic, mobilize, and fight. When the ventral vagal system detects threat it cannot resolve through social engagement, the sympathetic nervous system mobilizes. When this becomes chronic, it produces the pathophysiology of post-traumatic stress. State 3. Dorsal vagal, shutdown and collapse, the most phylogenetically primitive state shared with reptiles. When threat is inescapable, the nervous system collapses into freeze, dissociation, and flatness. Vagal tone, the tonic level of parasympathetic activity through the vagus, is measurable non-invasively through heart rate variability. The mechanism is elegant. Vagal efferents to the sinoatrial node produce beat-to-beat variation in heart rate coupled to respiratory rhythm. During inhalation, vagal tone briefly decreases and heart rate rises. During exhalation, vagal tone increases and heart rate falls. This oscillation, respiratory sinus arrhythmia, is the direct expression of vagal activity on cardiac function. High heart rate variability means the nervous system is flexible, can rapidly shift between states, and can recover quickly from stress. Low variability means the autonomic nervous system is rigid, chronically sympathetically activated. Low heart rate variability is a reliable biomarker across post-traumatic stress disorder, major depression, social anxiety, and cardiovascular disease. The enteric nervous system of the gut, containing over 100 million neurons, produces approximately 90 to 95% of the body's serotonin via enterochromaffeine cells. This gut serotonin acts on 5-HT3 and 5-HT4 receptors on vagal afferent fibers in the gut wall. When these receptors are activated, the vagal afferents fire, transmitting signals up to the nucleus tractus solitarius. The microbiome directly participates in this system. Specific bacterial species produce neuroactive metabolites, including tryptophan precursors to serotonin. Dysbiosis impairs this entire pathway. This is why gut health is brain health. The connection between psilocybin and the vagal system operates through multiple converging mechanisms, and it is arguably the missing piece in a complete account of why psychedelic therapy works. Mechanism 1, the nucleus tractus solitarius, the brainstem's primary vagal relay, expresses 5-HT2A receptors. Psilocin binds these receptors and modulates the processing of ascending visceral signals from the gut, heart, and lungs. Psilocybin is not just acting on the cortex. It is acting at the primary integration point of visceral-to-brain communication, reshaping how the body's internal reports are received and interpreted. Mechanism 2, default mode network suppression. Chronic sympathetic activation is maintained partly by a hyperactive default mode network generating constant threat prediction. Psilocybin produces 40-60% suppression of DMN connectivity, interrupting the ruminative self-referential processing that keeps the nervous system locked in threat states. Mechanism 3, the peak experience as ventral vagal activation. The phenomenology of the classic psilocybin peak, oceanic boundlessness, felt safety, dissolution of threat, profound connection to all living things, is the experiential correlate of deep ventral vagal engagement. Polyvagal theory predicts exactly this. When perceived threat is completely eliminated at a neural level, the ventral vagal system expresses its full capacity. The psilocybin experience at its depth is a neurophysiologically enforced safety state. A 2023 study by Carhart-Harris and colleagues found that psilocybin-assisted therapy produced significant improvements in heart rate variability at one-month follow-up in patients with major depression, independent of symptom reduction scores. This was interpreted as evidence of autonomic recalibration, lasting shifts in the default operating state of the autonomic nervous system. The neuroplasticity window following a psilocybin session, the 24 to 72 hours of elevated BDNF and enhanced synaptic plasticity, is also a window of elevated autonomic flexibility. The vagal system is primed to consolidate new patterns. If the post-session period is spent in high-stress environments and sympathetic activation, the plastic brain consolidates those states. If it is spent in environments that sustain ventral vagal engagement, breathwork, nature, gentle social connection, body-based practices, the therapeutic gains of the session are locked into new autonomic baselines. The most evidence-supported vagal activation protocols for the integration window are coherence breathing at 0.1 Hz, 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, which resonates with Mayer wave frequency and produces maximum heart rate variability amplitude. Extended exhale breathing, where the exhale is longer than the inhale. Humming and sustained vocalization. The recurrent laryngeal branch of the vagus nerve innervates the vocal cords, so humming directly stimulates vagal afferents. And cold water immersion, even 30 seconds of cold water on the face, triggers the diving reflex via vagal pathways. Ceremonial-grade cacao contains compounds that interact with the vagal system at multiple points. Theobromine at therapeutic doses produces mild vasodilation and cardiovascular effects, partly mediated through parasympathetic pathways. Cacao's anandamide precursors activate CB1 receptors, expressed on vagal afferents throughout the gut wall, modulating the tone of ascending visceral signals and reducing the transmission of stress-related gut signals that maintain sympathetic activation. The ritual dimension of cacao ceremony, the intentional gathering, the shared space, the prosodic voice of the facilitator, the music tuned to stimulate the social engagement system, activates the ventral vagal complex through precisely the cues Porges identified as vagal safety signals. The ceremony itself is a nervous system intervention, not merely a cultural practice. In post-traumatic stress disorder, the autonomic floor is set too high. Chronic sympathetic activation or dorsal vagal collapse. Talk therapy has limited access to this floor because the prefrontal cortex is effectively offline when the nervous system is in threat state. Psilocybin is effective precisely because it enforces the window of tolerance from below. It directly suppresses the threat detection system and activates the ventral vagal state, allowing traumatic material to be processed from within a physiological state of safety the patient may not have accessed in years. The 67% PTSD remission rates seen in early trials are not driven by insight alone. They are driven by the nervous system's experience of spending hours in ventral vagal engagement. And the lasting autonomic recalibration that follows when that experience is integrated correctly.